As I said, this is June 2nd, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be continuing our look at James Galbraith's Inequality and Instability, a study of the world economy just before the Great Crisis. And I'm encouraging folks to visit the website because I'm putting up not only excerpts of James Galbraith's book so that we can sort of all be on the same page with what the conversation is looking at, but also I'm trying to also share as much of what I'm going to be saying in advance and keep that up as a kind of a blog tracking what is going on in these conversations. Because I see it as, if not itself being, leading toward the volume 4 that I'm doing in my series, Living the Transition to End a Class System. And volume 1 was Unpacking Democracy, 2, Revealing Division, 3, Beginning Again. And all of these are PDF files that you can download free. So please visit the website. And volume 4 is to rebuild our freedom, which has been my constant preoccupation for a number of years now. So you can listen to it on the website, but you could also read it. So I hope you do and share it, because I believe it's critical that we all get on the same page. And I also believe that we here in the U.S. have a particularly big responsibility in this area, because we have a little bit more room to maneuver politically. And despite the more hardcore dictatorial regimes that 60% we were told by one article, 60% of the world's population lives under a dictatorship. And yet they are putting us to shame when it comes to pushing this conversation around anti-privatization, anti-austerity. Most of the people in the world have that front and center. Most of the people in the world, and we do here as well. We get it. All of us get it. That the point is, they don't want us to have any access to the earth itself, because the earth is the source of all. And we're going to be talking about that. But despite the greater risks, our brothers and sisters living under dictatorship, that is hardcore dictatorship, not hidden and clandestine as we live under, they're taking really big risks. And I think we have a responsibility to take some of that weight off their backs, pick this boulder up ourselves, take this challenge called confronting and ending power on more directly. And I'm arguing that the only way to do that is to remove ourselves from the auction block, take ourselves off the market, because without our hands and minds, they cannot continue to exploit the planet. And I'm arguing that that's not why we're here, to help power rule over the resources of the planet, including us, that we can't grow up that way, and we're destroying our own grandmother that way. Before we begin, I want to give a shout out to our brothers and sisters in Turkey. I can't tell you how encouraging it was to hear about folks coming together across false divisions, so-called intellectual labor and middle-class folks across all these false designations of status, determined to have each other's backs and ensure that a little bit of beauty and rest, our earth connection, is preserved for all communally. We need no more malls. And may we very soon get to stop playing defense and start to plan our future freedom as a global network of self-determining human beings.